Peace and love. Peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out.
Wow, 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 wow!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
And welcome to Good Things Radio episode number 35. Still walking our way towards the stable at Bethlehem and another Advent edition. That is our theme as we get closer and closer to Christmas. We're going to stick with that to prepare him room and to make straight our crooked paths as we wake up and we try again every day and we take this pilgrimage together. So this is going to be a show focused on that. And also on the program today, we're going to talk a little bit more about The Letters. That's the movie detailing the life of Blessed Mother Teresa. And in the last show, we talked to Lisa Hendy, the founder of CatholicMom.com, who had an early screening opportunity. But I actually had a chance to go see the movie with my book club girls. So just a quick, we won't spend a lot of time on that, but just a quick touch on that, as well as an email from a listener who received a personal wedding gift from Blessed Mother Teresa in a roundabout way. Really neat story. So I'll share that with you. And Rent the Runway. What is that? And how can you use it? A little different, but I want to talk about that too. And a few book suggestions that might make good Christmas gifts or sacred stocking stuffers. So we'll all touch on that in this episode, episode number 35 of Good Things Radio. First, though, we have some more good friends to thank. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Lil Nessie. I love that name. She is our newest good friend, GTR patron, using the Podbean program and supporting the show to keep it going. So she joins Bauer Physic, Alvarito, Darcy Hauser, Georgia Jenny. All of these names I know by heart by now because every day we pray for them as a family. That's our thank you if you become a Good Things Radio good friend patron. It's a personal promise to be covered in prayer by our family, as well as a shout out on the program. And from now, for a little while longer, if you sign up before Christmas, you're also going to get the CD Pray With Me, a Catholic treasury of family prayers. How it works is if you want to join the Podbean program, it's like a tip jar, basically, that says, hey, I believe in this show. I want to keep it going and support what you're doing. And so you can do that by pledging $1 a show. And I only do a show a week. So really, that's like $4 a month. Or if you say, you know what, I want to donate $10 a month. And if you do extra shows, great, whatever. So it's all based on what you like. And there's no minimum or maximum. Easiest thing to do is go to podbean.com and search up Good Things Radio and you'll find our page. I actually have the app, so it's on my phone. And that way I always get notifications when new episodes come in. Not that I don't know when there's a new episode of Good Things Radio, but it's a nice little app to have. And I know a lot of you listen on iTunes as well. So either way, but you can also email us anytime with any feedback, any questions. I can't figure this out, whatever the case might be. feedback@goodthingsradio.com. That's the way to find us. And as we jump into today's show, as we always do, I'd like to just officially begin in prayer. If you join me now, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, as we begin, help us to fix our eyes on you. Open our hearts, enlighten our minds, and quicken our spirits to receive your words of truth today. As we think about Mary visiting her cousin, Elizabeth proclaimed, "Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." Help us to enter into that moment of complete trust and mystical celebration. United with Blessed Mother, may we too feel the mystery of Christ alive within us. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you.
Pray that I may have the grace to let you.
That song you're listening to was one that was actually played at Mother Teresa's funeral, a beautiful hymn. Part of the lyrics go like this: "We are pilgrims on the journey.
We are brothers on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load. That's what we do, right? We serve each other. We help each other. And Mother Teresa has been on my mind a lot lately. Obviously, that movie, The Letters, is out. In our latest episode, we talked about that. And then over the weekend, I had this wonderful opportunity to go with my book club and see the movie. Then we went to a nice Indian restaurant, had some hummus. That was wonderful. And talked about it afterwards. And I think, like Lisa said, I agree, they just cannot cover everything in the movie. You know, her life was so deep and rich. And that motto, "I thirst," wasn't really touched on a lot, but I still loved the film. And I know they can only do so much, and I have no complaints. I just think it's a great starting point. If you've never heard of Mother Teresa, you want to learn more, and you see again the power of one life and the good that each person can do and the potential within. But also, you know, The Letters, it talks about her call within a call, but there's so much more inside that. So I would say for anybody of any age, like for kids, it's not too much, because if you would go into that too much, you might lose the younger crowd. So I think for what it is, they did a great job, and I highly recommend it. And then I actually didn't see this email for a few days, so the timing of it was fantastic. But we received a feedback letter from Angie, and not only did she share this, but she sent a picture of this actual item that she enclosed, and I want to share it with you. She said, "Brooke, I was listening to your conversation with Lisa, especially the review of the movie The Letters, and it got me thinking about one of our family treasures. I'd like to share it with you. It is a letter that Father Sam Ciccoloni read to me and my husband when he celebrated our wedding, concelebrated our wedding. Blessed Mother Teresa originally wrote it to him when he was the director of Interval Brotherhood Home in Akron, Ohio. The words are simple and inspired. It reads, 'Keep the joy of the Lord in your heart as your strength, and as your bond of love, peace, and unity. Share this joy with each other and all those who come into contact with you throughout the day.'" Boy, isn't that the edifice that everything's built on? Share this joy with each other, and sometimes that's hard, and with everyone you come in contact with throughout the day. "For Jesus has said, 'Love one another as I have loved you.' He loved us until it hurt him. True love hurts. His love is faithful. My prayer for you is that you love one another as he loves you now. You must be convinced of this love and of your own for him, and do not let anything separate you from his love and each other. Pray for me as I do for you. God bless you." Oh, I can't imagine, Angie, a better gift, a better wedding gift. What an heirloom that is. And then to have the copy of it. So I feel like that was a gift for us. Thank you, Angie, to share that. And those words, especially when she talks about love hurts, because you know she lived that every day, and with that reality of the dark night of the soul that she experienced and the pain that brought her, but how love was faithful. Love sacrificed and laid down everything, and the great reward that comes with that. So just a fantastic, beautiful letter. Thank you so much. Also, in the last episode, we talked about mercy, the year of mercy kicking off, and I got an email from Barb. Barb actually wrote too a couple episodes ago when we talked about A Call to Order. That was the name of that show. And it was all about the struggle with social media and the smartphone devices, which I'm still struggling with. But Barb said, "I hear you, girl, and I'm in the same boat." So here's what she wrote. She said, "Hey, after listening to your latest podcast, I thought this might be something you could share with the listeners. You can sign up for a daily text with one thing you can do to celebrate this year of mercy. How perfect is that?" And so the link is blog.flocknote.com/mercy. You got that? It's FLOCKNOTE, blog.flocknote.com/mercy or slash mercy. Oh, great. You're never going to get there. I will tell you, though, that I Googled it, and it's Daily Works of Mercy. That's the website. And if you even just do like Daily Works of Mercy text, you'll find it. But again, it's blog.flocknote.com/mercy. And she said, "This is the text I got today. It says, 'Prayer knocks, fasting obtains, mercy receives.'" And the takeaway is fast from social media today. So she said, "He knows what I need to do." Amen to that. Thank you so much, Barb. Okay, I hope after all that you got it, but at least it's a good idea, a helpful, handy hint from Barb. So thank you so much.
Raindrops on roses, and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
And as we draw closer to Christmas, and if you're still doing some last-minute shopping like I am, admittedly, I want to throw out just a few gift ideas, little things that I'm excited about. First, I have to mention Come Be My Light. As we've said so much about Mother Teresa, this is the book in which she details those letters, her private writings, and that reveals the spiritual life in a really extraordinary way. And I really think this book is for any woman, and I would say guys too, because she's writing to her spiritual director, other people as well in the book, but mostly Father Van Exum, and I can't remember the name of the other priest, but you know, guys can relate because there's an exchange between a man and a woman, both in a very spiritual, religious vocation that are writing. I think especially to women of any age, this also relates, maybe not for kids because it is pretty deep, but I definitely think that's a good sacred stocking stuffer, number one. I just want to read a little snippet from the book and of her writings. It says, to commit herself, this is a letter from a friend of hers, to commit herself to becoming an apostle of joy, when humanly speaking, she might have felt at the brink of despair, was heroic indeed. She could do so because her joy was rooted in the certitude of the ultimate goodness of God's loving plan for her. And though her faith in this truth did not touch her soul with a consolation, she ventured to meet the challenges of life with a smile. Her one lever was her blind trust in God. And that kind of goes back to that letter that Angie received, knowing what was going on interiorly now. It really is profound. So that's one little snippet. Thumbs up. Also, another couple books for you. This is definitely a narrowed demo that I would say would be for guys, definitely. My oldest son is 14, and he's at the age where every week we're talking about career choices and what are his options, what are his strengths, what are his interests, because I really want to get it right. And I feel like for myself, that has been one of the greatest gifts of my life, is at an early age, finding what I love. And not only what I love, but what I feel called to, because a lot of kids might say, I love video gaming. I feel called to video gaming or something like that. I'm thinking of my own family at the moment. But you want to do something that will help you serve and give back, and most of all, bring glory to God as believers. So we have a lot of discussions about this, but wanting to find a viable option. And, you know, it's been pretty consistent for a while that my son wants to go into aviation. But what I've realized is in all of the career match surveys that you do, and they match you up with what you might be interested in, is it IT or hospitality? It's never anything that could be religious life. That's just not included in the options. And I thought there's got to be something out there that makes that a viable option. And in some families, it's great because you might know a priest that lives it out wonderfully and is a great example. But because we have this reality of shortage of brothers and priests, it's not often something that's kind of front and center, I think, in a lot of our lives, let alone our culture. So I did some digging and I found some books, and I have to be honest, I just ordered them, so I can't say if they're good or not. However, one was backed up by Father Nathan Cromley, our friend of the show, and it's this one. It's called To Save 1,000 Souls, A Guide for Discerning a Vocation to Diocesan Priesthood. That's by Father Brett Brannan, To Save 1,000 Souls. And I found a little list, and I can't remember actually which ones I ordered, but all of these I got for a penny. And that's what's so great about Amazon, because you can get it for a penny. I think it's like $3.99 shipping. And I think the other one I got was Called by Name, The Inspiring Stories of 12 Men Who Became Catholic Priests. Now, to me, this is one of those books that for our family would honestly be a read aloud, because anytime you have short stories of inspiring people that change the world, it's a keeper. You know, we've read the Louis Zamperini story, the Ben Carson story, you know, so it's not necessarily confined to the priesthood or saints, although that's our favorite. This is another one that's a keeper. That's by Christine Mugridge. Radical Surrender, Letters to Seminaries. That's another one. Father Michael Najim. So there are some tips for you. If you know a young man, and even if you don't think this is in their radar at all, And even, honestly, even if they're not Catholic, I know to my Protestant friends, you're going to roll your eyes, but I just think that there's a beauty in surrendering your life to Christ, whether or not you become a priest or not, but you can see how it transforms the soul. So even if the kid just picks it up and skims through it one time, you never know what seeds that could plant. So those are a couple picks for some books this Christmas. I'll let you know what we think and we'll go from there.
When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. And I go la 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 la. She's got the look.
Okay, and finally Rent the Runway. Now that is a first. Playing in one show, The Servant Song and Roxette. I can't say I ever thought I would match that too. But, and I want to specify, I don't actually myself have the look at all, unless the look is stretchy pants and t-shirts. But this website does, and I want to share it with the ladies because it was new to me. And I always like things that help you save a buck, but that, you know, are really convenient and efficient. And this website, I think, does it, this service. So here's how it works. It's a website that really focuses primarily on formal wear. And I'm sharing this with you now because it's Christmas and there's a lot of Christmas parties and different events. And that was the case. My husband had his company party, and this is a big deal. So I wanted to get a dress that would be nice, but our money is also really tight. So what this website does is allows you to rent a dress, and it's mostly like gowns or cocktail dresses or fancy skirts, that sort of thing, but they're made by known designers. And I'm not into that at all. The brand doesn't matter, but I think sometimes it speaks to the quality. And I will tell you, when you get past a certain age, that's very important to have a well-constructed, well, I think any age, right? But a well-constructed garment. And it was really funny because I realize now, whether it's a spiritual viewpoint or just the reality of how my body's changed, but the modesty aspect, because our foreign exchange student, which is so much fun, by the way, to have a teenage girl in the house, but we were talking about these dresses and she was trying to help me pick one out. And her opinion is so much different than mine, because now these dresses wear like the midriff, like it's a top and bottom, but like there's a little part in the middle that you can see the midriff. How about that? When I'm like, no way, this one's too short. I want it at least to my knees or below. This one, I'm like, I have to be able to wear a bra, because when you just have to, ladies. So at least for a certain age, or have had so many children. So anyway, this was a great website because there are hundreds, if not thousands, of choices. And the only catch that I will say is you're doing it online. So you kind of really have to know your body. And I think most of us do, you know, what you will not ever wear and what you think you'd be okay in. And so what's nice is they also give you a backup size for free. So in case that, because you know how that is, the designers are different, some fits are different. So you can put a free backup size in there. They send you both and then you just send it back. You can do like a 4 or 8 day rental, I think. And then it's just the shipping's all covered in there and then you just ship it right on back. And so for me, I think it was like $40. This was a $600 dress that I never would have been able to afford or buy, or let alone even think about wanting to spend on my own. And I was still able to wear it because you know how it is. So often, if you have to get a dress or something nice, you usually don't wear it again, or not for a long time. And it's a lot of money. So this is a great service. The only thing for me is they didn't have the backup size, the bigger backup size. So it ended up taking 3 people to zip my dress. But you know what? It actually was comfortable after it was on, as much as a dress can be that is not stretchy pants. So I recommend Rent the Runway for any lady. And it's not in any way an endorsement or anything. I'm just saying from the bottom of my heart, this is not a client, that they do a great job and they have some really good deals out there. So it's Rent the Runway. And those are a couple tips for you. My favorite things this Christmas season. As we wrap up the show today, I'd like to just end with an Advent reflection as we get closer and closer to the stable, and these days have the potential to let the enemy in. And I've heard that quote, the devil is most active on high holy feast days. And as we anticipate that, there are so many intense feelings where you can feel very, very down, or you can feel so up, or really impatient or frustrated, right? I mean, go to any parking lot and you'll see that dance played out. So how do we keep that mindset of peacefulness? There's a great little reflection. And this is just one from my Advent book, but I want to share with you. It's based on Hebrews 6, 11 through 16. So if you get a chance today, Hebrews 6, 11 through 16. O glorious maker of time, clocks and calendars help us who are so short of time. So quickly we have come to the last page of this year's calendar. Gift us in these Advent days with the patience of the ancient ones who waited for Emmanuel's first coming. Teach us the secret that true patience is productive waiting so that we might be fruitful in prayer, word, and deed. Guide us in how to use wisely every occasion in which we are called to wait. Then we can transform the tardiness of others, the long lines at stores, and the delays of our lives into times of Advent prayer. O come, divine child, and fill our hungry hearts with a luminous zeal to transform each time of waiting into an Advent playground for patience. Isn't that beautiful? Just some words as we draw closer to Advent. And I'd ask quickly also, for your prayers for our family as we prepare to make a family retreat. And I actually don't remember if I've shared this with you or not, but it's an opportunity that's unusual that I actually haven't heard of. But in our state, there is an order that allows families to come and stay at this family home, this hermitage on this great acreage of land, and enter into religious life as a family. And it's a really unusual thing, but beautiful. So that means no technology. And they give you the number of the order on the website and they say, give this to your friends and family. And if there's an emergency, tell them to call. I mean, they don't like confiscate your devices, but that's the idea, is to go in, detach from all worldly things, bring groceries, just bring the bare minimum, bring your family. And I think there's goats on the land and you can kind of work the land, which I really like about that. There's another family too that lives there in kind of a radical way. And that's what they do. They do wood carving, and it's as if you were kind of dropped into the 18th century, the 17th century. So that's what it's about. We're going to do this weekend, and it's really in preparation to prepare him room and to go away from the stores, go the opposite direction, and try to find him as the wise men did, as they were seeking, or the shepherds, and to hear the angels singing, to see the star and to follow it and to find that light in our hearts. So I'll let you know how it goes. I'd love to give you the information, and I'll post that once we get back. And I know that that it was a good experience. Either way, I'll share it. I know it will be. There's no question. And I think when you feel called to something, you can just rest in the Holy Spirit knowing that it's going to be good. So I think what you're hearing in my voice is, what if I get a text and I miss it? Or what's going to happen if I don't have this technology the whole weekend? But the truth is, I welcome this opportunity. So I just thank you for your prayers. I'll let you know how it goes. And I hope that you have a wonderful and holy week as we anticipate these final days leading up to Christmas. Have a great, great week. We'll catch you next week. It's going to be our last show before Christmas. So I'm going to be praying about it. But because we're going to be on that retreat, I have a feeling the Lord is going to open up a gift that I'll be able to share with you. So I'll let you know how that goes. Thank you for being part of Good Things Radio. If you want Good Things Radio to continue, please consider being a Podbean patron, a good friend of the show. You'll receive that prayer covering, and from now until Christmas, that CD as well. All you need to do again is go to podbean.com, download the app if you want to, or just go to the website, and then go to Good Things Radio, and you'll find it there. And if you like what you hear, always, always, please think about leaving a review on iTunes. We love to hear from you. That helps others find the show too, if you leave a favorable review, and you can subscribe and get new episodes that way as well. Feedback at goodthingsradio.com is how you can reach us. Thank you to Christina and to Angie and to Barb and to everybody recently who has taken the time to send an email. You know how much that means, and I thank you so much to have that opportunity to actually join hearts and connect with you in that way. Thank you so much. And finally, a big salute to my producer, Mark Cumming from Cumming Home Studios, for his dynamic skills and quick work. And thank you for being part of another episode of Good Things Radio, episode number 35. May your Advent continue to be holy and blessed. God bless you, friends. Until next time.
This episode of Good Things Radio was produced by Mark Cumming at Cumming Home Studio, your solution for all audio and video needs. www.cumminghomestudio.com